Now it's time for a dreamwalk into emergence. Dreamwalk because it's been the dream. Dreamwalk because all the energies are right now. And I ask that this dreamwalk with the music, that it not be isolated by itself and put onto your social media. This is too sacred, too precious. We don't want it out there for the energy feeders and everybody else. This is our sacred time. Let's take a good deep breath. As music begins into the dreamwalk, the Schomburg dreamwalk into emergence. It's more than just our series that we're in. It's the culmination of lifetimes. Emerging from just the human into now the human master and I am, into the Trinity. Emerging, going beyond limitations of humanness, but always appreciating and understanding why you had that journey. Let's gather, all of us together, getting ready for this dream walk. But you know, this one's a little bit different. You know, in most dream walks, when we go to the other realms, we kind of come back to where we started. When we do a dream walk into the realms of death, we come back to where we started. This one, we don't go back. On this one, we go into a whole new realm. And we bring everything that we were with us. We bring that limited human. We bring all the experiences, we bring it with. We bring that human body, and the mind, we bring it with. Let's take a good deep breath and begin. Schomburg dreamwalk into emergence. It's interesting here because are we moving or is everything else moving? In this dream walk, do we need to go somewhere, or is everything else moving? Is the old reality base, is it the thing that's moving? It's that age-old question. It's like also asking, are you going through time or time going through you? Everything else shifting and responding to us. I ask you to feel into that. Is it going to shift anyway? And we're now just aware of the experience? Was it going to shift anyway, even if we didn't do a dream walk? What's moving and what's shifting? it us in this dream walk going through a dream walk, or was everything already shifting? Were we already here before? Now we're just experiencing it in a different way. Why does it seem so familiar? Why does it feel we raced to get here, but yet it took so long? Raced to get here, and it was going to happen anyway. Such paradoxes. See, in this dream walk of emergence, well, the best way to describe it is the mirrors change. The mirror that might have had you believing that we were moving and going somewhere, taking this journey dream walk, the mirror changes. Mirror that measures and bases everything else on things outside of yourself. It changes. The mirror that says that was the human who worked hard to get here. Planned this, that made it happen, that mirror changes. As you realize this was always here, the mirrors all change. That's perhaps the biggest thing about emergence. Are you moving? Are you the one getting there? Are you the one doing the walking and the dream walk? Or is everything else just changing in response to you? True mastery is a house of many, many mirrors. All of them are genuine and authentic. All of them weighs on perceiving reality. All of them appropriate. The human had a set of mirrors, a specific set of mirrors. As much as the human would shift and change the mirror, its orientation, it was still very limited mirror. And therefore, very limited ways of perceiving reality, energy, truth, more than anything else, self. Here in this dream walk of emergence is really the time of changing mirrors. mirrors that will allow you to perceive reality in any way you choose to experience it. Mirrors that allow you to be in the past or in the future, all while staying in the now. Mirrors that allow you to gaze in and see what compassion of the I Am really is, who you really are. And then, at certain points, no mirrors at all. When you choose to go invisible, when you choose to go deep within yourself, no mirrors at all. The human would have thought that to be the loneliest of lonelies. No mirror. No outside response. Not even seeing your own image, but the Master understands that our times for no mirrors, to be in its own nothingness. The Master needs no mirrors, but the Master also knows that they can play with reality with any mirror that they choose now. Multiple mirrors. Mirrors of different colors. Mirrors of different shapes. Mirrors of different sizes. This is the way of the Master, the way of emergence. The Master knows with one mirror you can see yourself in this dream walk into emergence like it was a long tunnel that we're floating through, going into emergence. But with the other mirror simultaneously, there's no tunnel, nothing's moving. You're not moving. It's just reality, creation, responding. You are simply, I am here, and everything else is shifting and moving. The Master has many, many mirrors. I was afraid to use none. Because none hold power. They are simply ways of perceiving reality and creation. These mirrors are the facets of you, of the I Am. The many facets, previously known as aspects, but now coming in as facets. Like a gem has many facets, many parts of itself, every one of them shining, every one of them reflecting light. The mirrors of the Master, they're the facets of the I Am. Let's take a good deep breath into emergence. A simple allowing here is all that's needed, a simple allowing. master needs no mirrors to perceive themselves. But the master also knows they can choose any mirror, multiple mirrors, to perceive reality in whichever way they choose. Let's take a deep breath in emergence. Another deep breath into that sweet emergence. As we finish this day, just a brief reminder, you are not crazy. You are not crazy at all. It'd be crazy to stay in an unnatural state of being. Crazy to stay in unhappiness. Crazy to stay in that birdcage or that zoo. And my dear friends, as Tobias would say, you are never alone. There are many, many who call themselves Shampra. But not only that, you're never alone, because now there is the I am, the master, and the human. And of course, you know that all is well in all of creation. With that, I am Saint-Germain and Adamas, in service to you.